listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Emergency Services Minister has shut down the need for the Nationals' proposed WA Resilience and Recovery Agency based in the regions to better support severe weather-affected communities. Stephen Dawson says more than one agency isn't necessary.
So one agency means less bureaucracy. I fear that we have more than one agency. It just puts more bureaucracy into the system and makes it harder. I'm confident that the agency that we've got and how it's set up is the best way to deal with these fires and floods.
After postal ballots failed to reach Kununurra's count centre on time, victors of the Shire of Wyndham East Kimberley election have been announced despite a vote count delay. Scott Timms and Jeff Gooding, securing 143 and 144 votes respectively, holding office until October 2025. A team of Macquarie University scientists have found a way to successfully preserve goanna populations against deadly cane toads. The detrimental results uncovering a 94% decline in population numbers in areas where toads weren't released. Conservation ecologist Dr. Georgia Ward-Fear says the study was exciting because it's proven to work.
What we saw was that once the cane toad invasion had moved through those sites, in areas where we had released these small teacher toads or taster toads, goannas in that environment persisted. They survived and they persisted for many years afterwards.
New ways to recycle in Port Hedland. Containers for change exchange baskets have been installed around town for suitable bottles and cans. In sport, Broome Basketball returns for round 7 tonight. The Tigers and Jets to kick off the senior men's action from 6 p.m. with the Ganthi Pointers and Peninsula Bombers to show down from 7. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.